My name is Gary Barton. I'm an ag educator with Monsanto Company based in St. Louis.
Gary Barton, a Monsanto Mobile Technology Unit ag educator. Tell me about the what's referred to as the MTU.
Yes, so our Mobile Technology Unit, or MTU, is a real special educational vehicle that we've been now on the road for 2 years. We started in May a couple years ago. Have been all across the country. We do about 47, 48 events a year. So we're essentially in a city for one week at a time. We have been from Niagara Falls to Miami to LA to Idaho and all across the Midwest. The unit was conceived and put together as a way of taking our technology from the lab and bringing it out to the farmer, to his own backyard, and being able to show and demonstrate the time, effort, resources, and people that go into developing these new traits for the farmer that are found in, be it AsGrow or DeKalb seed or our new Genuity brand of technology. Since we can't bring everybody to one of our research centers to have a personal tour, we've tried to do the next best thing, and that's to bring the laboratory to the farmer.
What audience are you trying to reach with this?
The primary audience is the farmer, the consumer of our agricultural products. But we have found that ancillary audiences, you got the Chamber of Commerce and local bankers and community people and community leaders, FFA students, university students, all are very interested in how agricultural technology is going to meet many of the food and environmental challenges that we as a society face. And so while the primary focus is the farmer, we find a lot of interest amongst community and general public.
Generally, what is the message that you try to convey with the MTU?
Well, I think one message is to, one, reinforce that at Monsanto, we're a company focused solely on agriculture. That's all we do. Most of our income comes from making better and more productive seed. We also, of course, make Roundup herbicide. But the seed is our future, be it corn, soybeans, cotton, canola, sugar beets. Those are the products that we focus on. And it takes 8 to 10 years to bring a new technology to market. So for those technologies that farmers are looking for in the next 5 or 10 years, they have to be technology that we've been working on or started working on already. And we see a great need for, again, improving the productivity, the quality of food, and the environmental sustainability of food. And our focus is seed. We aren't focused on the chemicals. We're focused on the seed and that technology, and that's the focus of this mobile technology unit.
We're at the Genuity River Rumble in Fort Madison, Iowa, right next to the mighty Mississippi River here. Tell me about Genuity. Why Genuity now?
So Genuity is a new overall encompassing brand name to really identify Monsanto traits. Monsanto's been a leader for the last 15, 20 years in developing insect resistance, herbicide tolerance. We're working on drought tolerance, you know, a whole range of traits. And they've come under a lot of different names, Bollgard in cotton, YieldGuard, a lot of different names. It's confusing for people, and somebody said that a bag of seed is going to look like a NASCAR race car with all kinds of logos and specialty spots and different combinations of genes. And I think looking ahead, as you look at a bag of seed maybe 4, 5, 6 years from now, it may get confusing. You know, what is YieldGuard Plus? What exactly is in that bag? Well, the Genuity name means that it comes from Monsanto. If you see it on a bag of DeKalb, AsGrow, NC Plus, Crows, whatever seed you might buy, if you see that Genuity label, you know it's a Monsanto product. Under the Genuity name, there's going to be little icons or little pictures underneath, and there'll be a picture maybe of an insect, a picture of a herbicide effect on a plant, a yield increase sign. And under the insect, you'll know that it's a Genuity product from Monsanto. It's got an insecticidal property. And under that insect, it might say rootworm, corn borer, fall armyworm. And you're going to know, looking at that bag, exactly what the product does, as opposed to necessarily knowing exactly what Triple Plus Pro means. And I think it's going to be a simplification system. It's sort of like looking for the Intel inside on a computer. If you see the Genuity, it comes from Monsanto.
Just a little bit more about the MTU. I've been through it actually when it was brand new. Yeah. It seems to me there's some fairly sophisticated scientific procedures that are demonstrated in here.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a great educational tool. And as an ag educator, whether we're dealing with cotton farmers in Alabama or talking to sugar beet growers up in the Northwest or corn growers here in Iowa, the technology in a board, it allows us to go into considerable detail about molecular breeding, how we select genes, how we identify unique traits. We can talk about the use of near-infrared light to be able to select seeds that have unique properties. We talk about the use of magnetic resonance imaging, MRIs, like used in hospitals, and we demonstrate how you can select for unique properties. We talk about the seed chippers that are invented and patented at Monsanto to take millions of corn and soybean seeds and analyze them for DNA. And so it's got a lot of hands-on sorts of exhibits and computer displays and video displays that really can involve the participant, and it's a lot of flexibility. We try to do it as a personal experience. That's why I think the role of myself and the other three ag educators try to personalize it, so it's not just looking at a multimedia canned presentation. And we have a chance to answer questions. That's the most interesting part of my day.
Gary Barton, thanks for being with us.
Oh, a pleasure to be here along the banks of the Mississippi.